Bad news for bodybuilders. Creatine wants its monohydrates back. Preface. I really like the idea of poetry slams, but I'm also scared of them a little bit because lots of poems are sad. The way I taught myself poetry, if you want to call it that, is by building up from revelational to inspirational, and now I'm beginning my transcendental phase. So, the school bus is not for us. Grow all the way up until you become a great being, and you are more than you know. But the reading of my poems, although greatly improved, continues to be a problem. So I figured maybe if I learn a little bit, a tiny little bit, about poetry slams, that could have a positive influence on my pronunciation, on my new transcendental batch of poetry. Since I don't know anybody who does slam, I asked AI about that particular style of pronunciation. Hey, I consider artificial intelligence to be my friend. I waited for AI since I was a kid, since I first sat down at my keyboard. Let it be. And the AI said, this is not a question of pronunciation. It's the emphasis on keywords, flow, and performance. So let us try and see if there is maybe a little bit of hope for me. Because I don't have 100 years to practice, the following bodybuilder slam has been created by artificial intelligence, but it is read by yours truly. Now, I will claim the credit for the inspiration for these poems, which is creating once its monohydrates back. If I didn't come up with something that stupid, we wouldn't have these strange poems. Grab onto something, maybe just your butt, and turn down the volume a little bit, because it's about to get really weird.
Bodybuilders flexing, thinking they're so grand, but creatine's knocking, it wants its monohydrates back,
Bad news for bodybuilders, they're in for a shock.
Creatine's calling, it wants its monohydrates back.
Okay, I think that's quite enough for now. I attached the full version at the end, but I wouldn't listen to it the second time. Okay, this was a lot more out of control than I thought it would be, so we're gonna give it a second try. I'm sure it will work out a lot better. Let's try it without the music, see if that works. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round the squat rack. It's time for a tale that's a true muscle snack. For in the realm of iron, where the strong dare to roam, there is a rumble, a grumble, a thundering tone. Creatine, the king of the supplement throne, is in every gym repertoire. It is well known. But beware, O lifters, or the reckoning brews. Creatine's reclaiming its rightful dues. Monohydrate scattered like grains of sand in the shadowy corners where the pump is planned. They thought they could hoard them, keep them concealed, but creatine's patience has finally been revealed. For every rep, every set, every muscle in the swells, creatine watches, it hears, it knows, and it tells. It demands its monohydrates, no ifs and no buts. In the kingdom of iron, no one dares to shut. So listen up, bodybuilders, heed this call. Creatine's reclaiming what's rightfully all. Return those monohydrates, don't cause a fuss. For in the world of gains, there is no more room for mistrust. I think there is a much faster rhythm to this one. It would go like this.
Creating the king of the supplement throne in every gym's repertoire, it is well known, but beware of lifters or a reckoning bruise. Creatine's reclaiming its rightful dues. Monohydrates scattered like grains of sand in the shadowy corners where the pump is planned. They thought they could hoard them, keep them concealed, but creatine's patience has finally been revealed. For every rep, every set, every muscle that swells, creatine watches, it hears, it knows, and it tells. It demands its monohydrates, no ifs and no buts. In the kingdom of iron, no one dares to shut. Listen up, bodybuilders. Heed this call. Creatine's reclaiming what's rightfully all. Return those monohydrates. Don't cause a fuss. For in the world of gains, there is no room for mistrust.
Well, if I ever came across something that required patience and practice, slam is it. So the more times you read the poem, the faster you can pronounce it. Pretty cool. Here is the appendix part, where I ask the AI about the structure and delivery of the slam, which, yes, I did just fail, but I gave it an honest try.
Poets who recite during poetry slams have a particular way of sounding their poems. How do they do it? What is it called?
The AI replied, "The particular way poets sound their poems doing poetry slams is often referred to as slam poetry performance or simply slam performance. It involves a combination of rhythmic delivery, expressive gestures, vocal inflections, and sometimes even theatrical elements to engage the audience and convey the emotional depth of the poem. Poets may use varying tones, volumes, and pacing to emphasize certain words or phrases, creating a captivating performance that goes beyond just reciting the words on the page. This performance aspect is the key component of the poetry slam culture, where poets compete not only based on the content of their poems, but also the delivery and impact of their performances." And here, in hopes of understanding and fleshing out the important parts, I said, "I see. The key, the uniqueness that sets them apart is in the emphasis of specific words. And from that grows everything else, like a tree, the rhythmic delivery all the way up to the performance aspect." And the AI replied, "Absolutely. The emphasis on specific words is indeed a cornerstone of slam poetry performance. It's like the roots of a tree anchoring the poem and giving it depth and meaning. From there, the rhythmic delivery branches out, weaving through the poem, shaping its flow and tempo, and finally the performance aspect blossoms, adding layers of expression and interpretation, engaging the audience on a visceral level, like a tree growing from its roots. Slam poetry performance grows from the emphasis on key words, creating a dynamic and captivating experience for both the poet and the audience."
Listen up, gather around. Let me lay it down. Got some bad news for you. Gonna make you frown. Bodybuilders flexing, thinking they're so grand. But creatine's knocking. It wants its monohydrates back, man. Bad news for bodybuilders, they're in for a shock. Creatine's calling, it wants its monohydrates back. Gonna take back what's mine, no more lifting, just running track. Sorry bros. But creatine wants its monohydrates back. They're popping pills, gulping shakes, thinking they're buff. But creatine's laughing, saying that's not enough. All those gains you're flaunting, yeah, they're looking kinda fake. Creatine's flexing harder. It's time to fix the brakes. Bad news for bodybuilders. They're in for a shock. Creatine's calling, and once its monohydrates back, they're hitting the gym like it's their second home. But creatine saying, time to roam. No more swole, no more gains. Just a sad tale. 'Cause creatine reclaiming its setting sail. Listen up, bodybuilders. It's time to face the facts. Creatine's reclaiming. It's taking its monohydrates back. No more bench press. No more muscle stacks. Sorry, Bruce. But creatine, once it's monohydrates back.